More than 2 years ago, the Supreme Court struck down a century-old law in New York State restricting who could carry a concealed gun. The landmark ruling was seen by Second Amendment supporters as a huge victory and by some gun control advocates as opening the door to violent chaos on the streets of New York. Special correspondent Christopher Booker reports on what has and notably what hasn't changed since then.
For 25 years, John DeLoca has owned Seneca Sporting Range and Gun Store in New York City, a city with some of the strictest gun laws in the entire country.
How hard would you say it is to own a gun in New York City?
Very hard.
For almost all of DeLoca's 4+ decades in the gun business, to carry a concealed firearm in the city, you either had to be a cop or show, quote, proper cause, a provision of a gun control law from 1913.
Proper cause, it was all about money. You had to have a check cashing business, be a gun dealer, be a diamond dealer, a 24-hour gas station.
But in June of 2022, all that changed. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court struck down New York's law, ruling the restriction violated the Second Amendment's right to keep and bear arms.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
The reaction from officials like New York Governor Kathy Hochul was immediate.
Today, the Supreme Court is sending us backwards in our efforts to protect families and prevent gun violence. This could place millions of New Yorkers in harm's way.
I said, if he has 3, he has 6.
But for DeLoca, who goes by the nickname Johnny Guns, the Supreme Court's decision in Bruin, as the case is known, has meant a huge shift in who can get a concealed carry permit in New York.
It was every floodgates open up.
Including for New Yorkers like Michael Schiavone.
I applied for it recently, due to the change in the law, and honestly, to take advantage of my constitutional right.
But even after the Supreme Court's decision, getting a concealed carry permit remains a complex and lengthy process. Just 8 days after Bruin, New York State passed the Concealed Carry Improvement Act, maintaining the state's extensive background check, asking for character references to determine good moral character, while requiring applicants attend 18 hours of firearm training. DeLoca, who offers these classes, thinks it's an important safeguard.
I just feel that there's a correlation between stupid people and guns. Even though we put 20 people in the class only, and we have a lawyer, and we safety, you can't sink in enough with these people. You can't.
It sounds like you are in favor of the heavy restrictions that are in place that allow or don't allow someone to get a permit for
definitely
a gun.
Definitely without a doubt.
In response to the Bruin decision, New York State also restricted where you can carry a gun even if you have a permit. So-called sensitive locations like bars, the subway, and public spaces like here in Times Square remain gun-free.
They said, you know what, if we're going to be required to let people carry guns, we're going to make it so that there's no place they can carry them.
Peter Tillum is an attorney leading one of the many legal challenges against gun restrictions in New York.
Until this is acknowledged as a constitutional right, I mean acknowledged in their gut, then they're going to keep trying to interfere with people's ability to possess guns. Is there another right that you can think of that you can't exercise until you get permission from the government?
Tillum argues that the restrictions imposed by New York State in the wake of the Bruin decision misses the bigger issue, curbing illegal guns.
The Concealed Carry Improvement Act, the target is licensed gun owners, people who go through the trouble, go through the 18-month period, pay the fee, and are clearly law-abiding citizens, and now we're going to target them with felony convictions if they carry it into the wrong place. So clearly, New York is missing the point.
These efforts to get these guns are going to save lives, they're going to prevent crimes.
Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says the city has long been battling a steady flow of illegal weapons coming from states with more relaxed gun laws, as evident at a voluntary buyback that collected nearly 100 illegal guns.
70% of the guns recovered in Brooklyn after a crime basically come from 3 or 4 southern states.
70%?
70%, and they continue to come. So these buybacks allow us also to kind of understand, you know, how guns are moving in our city.
After the Bruin ruling, Gonzalez was one of many city leaders who argued the decision would make New York City less safe, calling it, quote, a nightmare for public safety.
Do you still feel that way?
I'm still concerned. You know, the density of the city, you know, we're not spread out, we're vertical. You know, you don't want people pulling out a firearm to, you know, start shooting it out because they see a crime in progress.
But the 2 years since Bruin has also coincided with decreases in violent crime, including a 19% decline in murder and a 31% decline in shooting incidents.
I really hope that the Supreme Court understands that states have to be able to regulate this in their own jurisdictions. You know, if we continue to just say anyone can carry, we're going to see an uptick.
Stupid just gets stupider.
Back in Queens, concealed permit holder Michael Schiavone says despite the drop in crime, he's still concerned.
There's tons of guns on the street. You know, we're faced with people having illegal firearms, and they're all over the place. So that puts the citizens in a very bad situation, especially in the subway system and those areas where someone might want to take a firearm. We now cannot do that.
In June, the Supreme Court did rule in another gun case, affirming that an individual who poses a threat can be disarmed.
This one I'll give you.
But attorney Peter Tillum, whose lawsuit is one of more than 450 filed since Bruin, believes the Supreme Court will have to weigh in again.
I don't think we understand the full import of Bruin yet. It's going to affect every aspect of daily life. And so I think that the contours of the Second Amendment are going to be written more completely in the next 5 to 10 years.
In the meantime, cities like New York are left to navigate the ambiguity that exists between efforts to keep their streets safe and the Second Amendment. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Christopher Booker in New York City.